أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And we're looking at the personality of Hussein ibn Ali and his words when he said, رِضًا بِقَضَائِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا لِأَمْرِي. I accept what he has intended and I am content with his order. And the crux of all this is trust in Allah, where we are able to say, and in the middle of my chaos, there was you. So it's all about optimism. It's about believing that بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. In his hands, it's always goodness. And he has control, has power over everything. So what do we do? What is our go-to when life hits us with something that knocks us down, like you've been hit by a truck? Do you head to Google and search for answers? Do you put a favorite song or a Latmia or a Marthia and get something to speak to your heart and cry? Do you reach for the phone? Call mom, maybe siblings, your best friend? By the way, all these are acceptable. Or do you go to the Quran? Do you recall the promises of why you can trust him in hard times? And then do you speak to him through dua with all these others? See, the root of our ability to trust Allah lies in what we believe about him, about his attributes. Our circumstances will change. He does not change. You know, in Hadith Qudsi, he says, I am what you believe me to be. We've got to look at our lives through the lens of his attributes rather than evaluating his attributes through the circumstances of our life. The Prophet said, if you had relied on Allah as you should rely on him, then he would have provided for you as he provides for the birds who wake up hungry in the morning and return with full stomachs at dusk. They search for food. They don't just stop. And we've talked about this before. So, again, let's go to the Quran. Maybe we highlighted Surah number 33, Ayah 3. You could highlight Surah number 3, Ayah 159. فَتَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَقِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who trust him. I absolutely adore this sentence. He loves. And you know when he loves? Oh my goodness. He forgives sins. He just becomes someone who is, oh, godly. Surah number 9, Ayah 51. This is Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 51. Kul, لَن يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا قَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will afflict us except what Allah has sent. Now, you got to understand that affliction is also good for us. Huwa Mawlana. He is someone we rely on. He is the one that you will rely on. He is your protector. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And it is on Allah that those who believe will trust. Even that which is bad is in one's favor. Even a calamity is in one's favor when it comes from Allah. Now, we cannot change the past. So there's no such thing as what if. You need to write down the whole circumstance of what's afflicting you. Maybe have a whiteboard session. But reach out for help and then talk to him. And we will look at examples from history again. One of the most amazing examples, and I absolutely adore this person, is the personality of Prophet Yaqub. I mean, I aspire to be like this man. He was phenomenal. Quran says he had sabrun jameel. He had beautiful patience. So underline Surah number 12, Ayah 83 to 87. My favorite one at 86. Absolutely adore it. So his sons come to him the first time and they say, a wolf ate Yusuf. Really? The second time they come to him and they say, oh God, we've lost Binyamin now. And if you read the history of Prophet Yusuf, you know why. Now let's see what he said. He said, وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ. He turned away from them. وَقَالَ. And then he says, يَا عَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُف. My sorrow for Yusuf. You know, asafa is like anger and grief and frustration, something you can't change. He doesn't say, my sorrow. He doesn't say, asafa ala bin Yamin, because that's the one they came to him. That's when he said, ya asafa ala Yusuf. He was the child he lost 20 years ago. وبيضت عيناه من الحزن. And his eyes had turned white with grief. So Allah is validating crying. You're allowed to cry. فَهُوَ قَذِيمٌ. Because he had bottled up everything inside him. Qadham is your nasal passage. When you say it's right up to your nostrils, you're drowning in grief and frustration and you're holding it back. But that losing Binyamin brings back, he relives the tragedy of Prophet Yusuf. Even for a prophet, that loss lives with him. And now he's verbalizing his complaint. He cries so much. But you know what his sons say? Qalu, they say, Tallahi, by Allah, Tafta'u, Tadhkuru Yusuf. Will you go on remembering Yusuf again and again and again? And the Tahir is emphasizing their frustration and their anger. They snapped at him. Hatta takuna haradan, until you become weak, until you wreck your health. Aw takuna min al-halikin, or you die, or you perish. So they're not even understanding. What? They're thinking they're providing some sort of tough love, telling their dad to get on with it. Allah here is trying to tell us that we have to be sensitive to people's feelings. That's part of tawakkul, but we're looking at the tawakkul of Prophet Yaqub. And oh my goodness, my favorite ayah, 1286. Qala, he says, Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah. I only complain of my grief and my sorrow to Allah. Wa a'lamu min Allahi ma la ta'lamun. And I know from Allah what you do not know. Bath comes from batha, to spread. Something you're holding inside and now you're letting it out. It's prolonged grief of the past that tears away your inside. Huzn is this current fresh grief. And he's saying, I'm only complaining to Allah. You're not supportive. So it's not oppressive to tell someone. When we tell people, you know, just sit on the musalla and talk to Allah. It's okay to cry. It's okay to reach out. And we must listen, even sometimes if it's irritating. Everyone's entitled to their emotions. But what does he know that they do not know? He knows that in God's hands, in Allah's hands, is only goodness. And he has positivity about him. Because see how he reacts? He says, Ya Bunaya, in the next ayah, O my sons, Idhabu, go, fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi, go look for, go find Yusuf and his brother. Wala tayasu min rawhillah. Never, ever, ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Innahu la yayasu min rawhillah illa al-qawm al-kafirin. The only person who loses hope in him is the one who covers up the truth. Trusting in God's In God liberates us. It frees us. We put our faith in the only one who has control. We can't even control our kids. It's calmness in the middle of the storm. It gives safety. It gives contentment. But you know what? The greatest thing it gives, trust in Allah, gives us divine intelligence. It's even better than AI. Today it's the craze. Artificial intelligence. Oh my goodness. They go on and on about it. But divine intelligence is positivity, is that which makes us know that it will all be okay. And it will if we trust him. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who trust him and who are positive and who know that in his hands is nothing but goodness. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim.